Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Bitcoin is facing some serious headwinds with a massive $751 million in outflows. Are institutions cashing out? Second, the Securities and Exchange Commission chairman is considering temporary regulatory relief for crypto exchanges. Third, Krypton is teaming up with TRON and Tether to boost crypto adoption in Argentina. Lastly, Ethereum's staking balance is declining as whales are back on the buying spree. All right, let's dive into our first story. Bitcoin, the big player in the crypto world, is struggling right now. We're seeing a huge $751 million in outflows, and that's got everyone wondering if the big institutions are pulling back. CoinShares just reported that the crypto market saw a whopping $795 million in outflows last week, with Bitcoin taking the biggest hit. This is one of the largest single-week outflows we've seen this year. So, what's driving this? Well, it seems like there's a cooling sentiment among institutional investors. Since February, we've seen about $7.2 billion in outflows from digital asset investment products, erasing almost all the inflows we had this year. Bitcoin's price is struggling to hit those all-time highs again, and these outflows are just adding to the pressure. Until these outflows start to reverse and the market stabilizes, it's going to be tough for Bitcoin to break out. Despite these challenges, Bitcoin is still holding on to a moderately positive position with $545 million in net year-to-date inflows. But with the scale and speed of these recent outflows, it's clear that something's up. Whether it's profit-taking or concerns about the macroeconomic environment, it looks like the big players are starting to pull out, at least for now. And it's not just Bitcoin feeling the heat. Ethereum saw $37 million in outflows, and other cryptocurrencies like Solana, Aave, and SUI also posted losses. Even short Bitcoin products, which usually benefit when the market's down, saw $4.6 million in outflows. There's a lot of caution in the air right now. One of the big factors here is the economic uncertainty from tariff policies. There was a wave of negative sentiment after President Trump announced tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China. However, there was a bit of a bounce back when Trump temporarily reversed these tariffs, which helped the market recover slightly. We saw the total asset under management across digital assets jump from $120 billion to $130 billion, marking an 8% recovery. So, here's what's going down with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Acting Chair Mark Uyeda has just dropped some interesting news for crypto exchanges. He's talking about bringing in a bit of a sandbox for these platforms to operate in. What does that mean? Well, it could mean some temporary regulatory relief while they figure out the long-term plan for crypto trading regulations. It's like giving exchanges a bit of breathing room to innovate with blockchain technology without the usual heavy regulatory hand. Uyeda mentioned that this might be a time-limited, conditional exemptive relief framework. This would allow both registered and non-registered players to explore new ways of trading securities on the blockchain. It's a pretty big deal because it could spark a lot of innovation in the crypto space here in the United States. He's also calling on market participants to chime in with their thoughts on where this kind of relief might be most needed. Commissioner Hester Pierce, who's heading up the SEC's crypto task force, is all for this idea. She thinks these trials could really help the commission figure out what works and what doesn't, both technically and commercially. It's all about getting practical insights that could shape future rules. It's interesting to note that Pierce had suggested something similar back in 2024, but it didn't gain traction at the time because the then-chair Gary Gensler was not quite on board with it. Now, this move comes as the Trump administration has been quite supportive of crypto. They're even working on setting up a strategic Bitcoin reserve and a digital asset stockpile. There's also been talk about the need for a more unified regulatory approach rather than having a patchwork of state regulations. Ueda is hinting at the possibility of a single SEC license that could cover both tokenized securities and non-security crypto assets, rather than dealing with a mess of state licenses. On the flip side, Republican Commissioner Caroline Crenshaw is voicing some concerns. She's saying that retail investors might need more protection under federal oversight. She's asking some tough questions about whether investors really have the protections they think they do based on how crypto companies market themselves and how this compares to traditional investments. It's a valid point considering how fast the crypto world moves and how different it can be from traditional finance. The SEC's Crypto Task Force is keeping the conversation going. They've got a couple of public roundtables lined up, one on crypto custody on April 25th and another on the tokenization of assets on May 12th. These discussions are where a lot of these ideas could get fleshed out further, so they'll be worth keeping an eye on. All right, let's talk about Krypton's latest move in Argentina. Krypton, a big name in e-commerce down in Argentina, has teamed up with TRON and Tether. This partnership is all about pushing crypto adoption and making finance more inclusive in the region. It's a pretty big deal because they're aiming to make digital payments a lot more accessible for everyone. So what's the plan here? Well, over 2,000 merchants working with Krypton are going to start using USDT, which is Tether's digital dollar, as their main currency. This'll happen on the TRON network, which means transactions will be secure, efficient, and cheaper for both consumers and merchants, since TRON is covering all the transaction fees. That's a sweet deal for anyone looking to save some cash while shopping. But there's more to it. They're also rolling out interest-free microloans for market workers to help them buy carts and work gear. It's aimed at boosting economic growth and getting more people included in the financial system. This initiative is expected to lead to about 110,000 transactions and $2 million in volume over the next year and a half. They're funding these microloans through transactions on the TRON network using USDT balances. Krypton's CEO, Juan Pablo Moreno, is pretty pumped about this. He believes that with Tron's experience and the high number of USDT transactions they handle, this partnership is going to be beneficial for their users and help grow the crypto scene in Argentina. It's all about making crypto more mainstream and useful in everyday life. This collaboration is part of a bigger effort between Krypton, TRON, Tether, and some local organizations to promote the use of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in Argentina. Sam Alfara from the TRON DAO highlighted that this partnership is a significant step towards mass adoption of blockchain tech in the region. It's not just about the tech, but about making it a part of everyday transactions and financial activities. Now let's shift gears and talk about Ethereum. There's been a noticeable decline in the total value staked in Ethereum over the past 5 days. We're talking about a drop of 120,000 Ethereum, which is worth roughly $192 million. This is a big deal because when staking balances go down, it often means investors are pulling out their assets, potentially to sell them on the open market. This can add to the selling pressure on Ethereum, pushing prices down further. But here's where it gets interesting. While the staking balance is declining, Ethereum whales, those big players holding between 10,000 to 100,000 Ethereum, have started buying again. On Tuesday alone, they snapped up 320,000 Ethereum. This buying activity could be a lifeline for Ethereum, helping it hold the support level of its ascending triangle pattern. If Ethereum is able to maintain this support, it might test the resistance level around $1,688, which is reinforced by a descending trend line that's been in place since March 25. Should Ethereum break through this resistance, we could see it pushing towards the $1,800 mark. But if it falls below the triangle's support, we might be looking at a drop to the $1,522 level and possibly even $1,412 if things don't improve. The market's also keeping an eye on technical indicators like the relative strength index and the stochastic oscillator. These indicators have dipped below their neutral levels, suggesting that bearish momentum could be picking up. It's a mixed bag right now, with selling pressure from stakers and buying from whales. Traders will need to watch these levels closely to see where Ethereum might be headed next. That's the lowdown on Ethereum's current state. It's a classic tug of war between the bears and the bulls, and it will be interesting to see which side tips the scale in the coming days. Keep an eye on those whale activities and staking balances, as they'll be key indicators of what's next for Ethereum.